What so goes on in your house?
So here's what happened. We got home from the airport yesterday, and, you know, we leave my daughter. She's 10, and we feel confident enough in her, or at least we did, to leave her alone for, like, an hour. Mm. You know, if we have to run somewhere, she's mature enough, and okay. No part of it bothers us. Not more than an hour, but, you know, an hour is okay.
Yeah, 10, that's good.
Right, so
right on.
I was going to go to a lacrosse game, but I found out that she was home, and my wife stayed at my son's lacrosse game, and I wanted to spend some time with my daughter.
Oh, okay.
So I went, you know, you guys grabbed your cars, and I went inside and hung out.
Yeah.
And then we're, you know, just BSing, we're catching up. And apparently, that later on, she was walking around with, she had money in her hand.
Mm-hmm.
And my wife, Nicole, said, where'd you get the money from? What, you know, where's that money from? Because I'm missing $10. You know, there was, I guess, on the top of my stairs, there is a table. And there was $10 underneath a dish that was on the table, like a candy dish kind of thing. And Isabella said that she got the money from her envelope, her Christmas envelope. Now, we had Christmas kind of a few weeks early because we're not going to be home for Christmas. And we had all the relatives come over, and a lot of them give her money so she mm-hmm. can do whatever she wants. So, Nicole,
$10 is missing from that little table top of the stairs, and then she happens to be walking around with money.
Right. So, Nicole said, where'd you get the money from? She says, her envelope. Now, my wife called me this morning while we're doing the other show, and she said, listen, we got a problem on our hands. I said, what's the matter? She goes, she took the money from the table. She took the $10 from the table. I go, how do you know? She's like, because I knew how much was in that envelope, and now there's $10 more in that envelope.
Oh.
So, we now have a thief on our hands.
And she doesn't know that you guys know,
she has
right?
no idea that we know.
Even though she asked her about it last night, I guess.
We asked her about it last night,
she told you when you guys bought it.
She said, no, I didn't take anything. It was my money from the envelope. We're like, all right. Didn't really think much of it.
Right.
You know, didn't really think much of it because there was stuff going on. But I guess it ate at my wife enough to go in and check that envelope. And sure as hell, there was an extra $10.
No, she knew something sneaky was going on, huh?
So now I have to figure out how to parent this thing.
Mm.
You know, at first, part of me is like saying, okay, I know she wants an iPhone for Christmas.
Right.
You know, but I can just tell her, like, listen, if you don't tell me the truth, no iPhone for Christmas. You know, that's not going to happen. It won't even be on the table. And then the other part of me wants to not threaten, wants me to give her the opportunity to come clean before she knows what any consequences would be.
Okay, so without the threat of the consequences, see if she'll come clean and tell
clean.
The truth and say she's sorry.
I'm going to give it one shot. I'm going to be like, listen, I'm going to give you one more chance. And if you tell me no again, or if you lie to me again, there's going to be a situation.
Again, meaning last night,
no,
it
like
was brushed
this,
over once.
I'm going to bring it up today, and she's like, Daddy, I swear I didn't take it.
Okay,
I'm going to be like, listen, if this was a court of law, the evidence, while circumstantial, is pretty friggin' strong against you.
I'm not asking a question I don't already know the answer to.
Correct.
Correct.
Look
right in the eye.
Right.
So what's
and
the answer?
And then if she said no again, I'd be like, okay, now I got to figure something out. The idea I had earlier was to call some of my friends that are cops and have them show up in a car, in uniform, and question her about money stolen from the house, about
heavy.
Money missing from
the
house.
That's heavy.
Now, I think that it is heavy. You're correct. I think two things. Number one, entertaining as hell. Number two.
She might actually wet her pants. Not so entertaining.
Right. Well,
I mean, she'll be so scared.
Right. But
she's not a teenager.
But here's the thing, though. I don't think it'll... Playing that heavy role now...
Yeah.
I think will last a very long time. I think as far as doing something again...
Yeah.
I don't think it'll happen. I don't think it'll happen. Not until she's like 16, 17.
It might last a really long time, though, and affect her in a very negative way.
Yeah, whatever. I go
she's
to therapy,
so,
too.
But she's so young.
Right. So, then the other part of it is that it's hypocritical. Because I used to swipe 20 out of my father's wallet, you know, but I was older.
Right. And that doesn't really matter.
But here's the other thing. I always leave my money laying around. My money, my wallet, my keys.
Well, you can start laying traps.
Well, there's that. Or is this the first time we're catching it?
It's a good question.
You know how I always say nobody.
You always say it.
Nobody ever gets
the same thing.
Nobody ever gets caught their first time.
Man, oh man.
You know, so I'm wondering how many times, because there are some times where if you took a 20, I would absolutely notice.
Mm-hmm.
And then there are other times where I may not notice, you know? So I got to figure out how to parent it.
My gut, the cops thing definitely feels too far, too much, too soon. You know, like, what are you going to do when she does something bad when she's 15? You don't even have the cops come to the door thing in your pocket, or 14, you know, like you used it at 10.
Right.
Like you can, on your own, I think you guys can scare her straight, so to speak, like as parents, I would think.
Now, she thinks, like, I'm already waiting for her to say, well, it's just saving money to my Christmas gift.
All right.
But meanwhile, last week she told me, you know, just in case, you know, that envelope will buy her the iPhone.
No question. That's
and
what she was thinking.
And I go, you are delusional if you think you have enough money in that envelope to buy you.
So now
an
she knows
iPhone.
That. And now she sees that 10 sitting there like, ooh.
And
all she wants is that phone.
Right.
Bad judgment decides to take it.
Right.
Thinking, nobody will miss it.
Right.
But as a kid, I mean, I stole some money when I was a kid. I was really little, but I mean, I was 5 or 6, but it was 7 cents. But it was it was 7 pennies. There were these pennies all on my friend Billy Crispin's, and he moved to Florida, Billy Crispin's bureau. And it was there, and I was just, I scooped up the pennies and put them in my pocket. And then I left, bye. And went home, and my mom noticed I had 7 cents. She said, where'd you get that money?
How the hell did your mom? You know you're poor when your mom notices you have 7 cents.
Well, and don't forget this. I mean the guilt. It must have been written all over my face. I stole 7 cents from Billy. It had to be written on my face. She was on me as soon as they came. She knew what's going on. Where'd you get that? Got it from. And I at that point, I told the truth. I just said it was at Billy's house. You go return that. You knock on the door. Tell his mother what you did and that you're sorry and give it back.
Ouch.
And for some reason,
she
believed I would go there and do that, and she didn't walk me there.
Wow.
Looking back, thinking back on it, I'm surprised she didn't walk me down the street.
Right.
But she didn't. So she was busy with like 3 other kids. So I go around the corner down to his house on my bike, and I couldn't pull the trigger and go to the door. I was across the street, like on the other sidewalk.
So what'd you do? Keep the 7 cents?
I threw the 7 cents on the lawn. I was only 6. So you can see, like, even with that pressure of my mom, I told her the truth at the house, but I was willing to do that
because
I couldn't go to the front door. And then I went home and I told her that I gave it back to her.
Okay. I was going to say,
I told the truth. I said, yes, I took it from Billy's house, and that's why she sent me back.
Okay.
So I tell the truth one point. The next minute, I'm freaking a convict, throwing the stuff on the lawn and leaving, and then lying to her.
That's so funny.
You know, so I lied to her, and she never checked up on me, so I got away with it. But, you know, when you're that age, you're going to lie.
Yeah, so
you're
going
to lie to save your ass.
Right, so I got to figure out how to, because I also don't have, I mean, like I said, we have enough circumstantial evidence. $10 was missing, the envelope has $10 extra, so we know, but nobody saw her.
Right.
I was going to lie, and I can show her where the beams are for the security system and tell her their cameras and be like, listen, we watched it and we saw you take the $10.
Mm.
I can go that route. Mm. you know. Hey, Mike on line one, what's going on, Mike?
Hey, guys. My mother had the same situation when I was younger. We grew up on Long Island. Matter of fact, in the same town you guys are coming from. Mm. My sister did that. She helped herself to, I think it was $5 or $10, into my dad's drawer. And my mother asked my brother and me, we were older, we said no, and she believed us. And then she went to my sister, and my sister just had that look like, yeah, she did it, but she wasn't admitting to it. And my mother turned to guilt. And my mother's 100 pounds and about 5 foot tall Italian. And she just laid into her on the guilt of, I can't trust you. I've got to lock everything up now. You lied to me. And to the point where my sister was crying, we started to cry. We felt so bad for her. If I had $10, I'd have gave her $10. Here, give it back to mommy quick.
That bad,
shut up,
huh?
Give it back to her. Oh, the guilt was great. But you know what? It worked. She never took the thing ever again.
I like my cop idea better, but I see where you're coming from.
Yeah, but you see, there's different degrees of harsh you can be with your daughter, and the cops are like 4th, 5th step, and this is step one. Just laying some guilt on her.
Here's another part of the issue. Like, she's, while her and my wife are tight, she's daddy's little girl. Like,
she'll,
all of a sudden, she's been really, really, you know, hugging and kissing me out of nowhere, just coming over. Yeah, right.
She really wants that iPhone.
So if she, you know,
man,
what?
She
that,
is just.
That's what I thought originally. That's what I thought. And that could be. And if she gets the phone and then it dies off, I'm a kick her ass.
Right, January 1, she doesn't even know you anymore.
No, December 26th. Yeah,
December
26th, even know me anymore.
Right.
But
you get replaced by the phone.
I need, like, seeing any woman cry for a guy is brutal. Mm-hmm. Like, you see your mom cry or another, like, an adult
tough.
Woman crying, it's awful.
Yeah, but.
But it's my baby girl. So,
I know.
Listen, I gotcha. But I'm just saying it won't be easy, especially if it's for an extended amount of time.
Right.
Like if we send her to a room and she cries for a while. And
go
then
ahead,
we go
in there, cry, close the door, I don't care.
And then we go in there after an hour or so or a couple hours and or whatever the time feels right.
Yeah.
And then she stops crying, I'll be like, all right, cool. But if it's like just crying for days and days and days, because if she's anything like her father, she will deny it, you know, until the cows come home.
There's a couple kinds of crying. The one where the boyfriend breaks up with them is maybe the couple of days thing, the depressed, the sad, really sad. But when they're younger and they did something wrong crying, I think you got a thicker skin than you think. That's a different crying, and I think that won't bother you as much. If you go in knowing that she did wrong, we're going to straighten this out, and she's going to cry. I know she's going to cry. Go to your room and cry. I don't want to hear it.
Brett,
if you get that cold about it, then you'll be all right.
What would you do if this was Jason? How do you think you would handle it?
I would. So he's denying. He's doing the same thing. He's denying it.
Right.
Is he 5 or is he 10? Is the difference? Like, is he your daughter's age or I'm sorry, he's 7 now. But is he your daughter's age or is he his age?
Whether it's 7 or 10, does it really make a difference?
Mm-hmm. You know, at this age, every 6 months their brains are changing. You know.
Yeah, that's
so.
True.
And the way you are at 7 is way different than you are at 10.
No, that's a good point.
Really, every 6 months? I didn't know that.
Well, you know,
Brett knows everything.
I think what I've been saying is their brains are just constantly changing.
Yeah,
you're right. You do with top 10 lists, Brett's just riffing.
A little bit of riffing, but.
That's a horrible comparison.
But obviously, you can see changes in your kids
at these ages.
Ted, is this information? Brett, is this information you're about to drop on us from lesbians.com?
It is not. It's from homosexuals.com. Just homosexuals. That's it. It's for everybody. And I would make sure that he, you know what I'd do? I'd probably, because he's got to learn about money. Ironically, he is learning about counting money now. Mm-hmm. So if it happened right at this moment, I would show him the value, how much it really does, how it takes to earn money, especially at his age. I might have him do like a charity angle too, where, okay, what do you have saved up over there? You got 20 bucks saved up? Guess where that money's going now? Instead of going towards a video game or whatever else,
right?
Guess where it's going now? We're gonna learn the meaning of a dollar, and we're gonna learn the meaning of giving this time of year. It's not about you,
right?
Getting presents,
and he knows how long it took him to save that $20,
right?
Or if it's money that
he earned, because you know when he earns gift cards and stuff like that from his birthday or something like that, we'll go out shopping at one point. Yeah. So he knows he's got some stuff there. So now if he knows that he can't go do the shopping that he wanted to do he screwed up.
So maybe what I should do is take the $10 that she swiped out and then follow it by 20 more.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? So not only am I taking what you stole, I'm doubling it.
Mm.
You know?
That's not bad.
And she'll freak out.
Like a service charge.
Right.
Maybe make her take that 20 and have her give it to the Salvation Army kettle or to a kids organization or whatever.
I'd rather take it.
Make her feel it.
Or I could just take it and like get a match and light it on fire, throw it in the fireplace just to drive her absolutely insane. Charlie on line 2. What's going on, Charlie?
It's horrible.
How you doing, guys?
Because hey, you
Charlie,
know what it is?
What about the effective?
I got to get some sort of entertainment out of
it.
You know?
Yeah.
What's up, Charlie?
How you doing? Great show, guys. I really appreciate listening to you guys all day long.
Thanks, Charlie.
Thank you.
Listen, I called you the last time about the airplane incident. I don't know if you remember.
Which one?
The crazy woman on the plane who couldn't smoke.
Oh, okay.
Oh, right.
Right. Well, you were talking about your friends coming down there. I said, I'm pretty sure your daughter knows your friends. So that could backfire on you, but I don't have any problem coming down there.
No, my daughter doesn't know the cops. If they came in full uniform, no way.
Yeah.
She doesn't. You're talking about if I had my friends that are cops come to the house and scare the piss out of
them? Exactly.
Yeah, no,
exactly.
She doesn't know them.
Oh, I see. Charlie wants to come as an anonymous cop. I see.
That's why I figured I would offer to come down here and just put him in the back of the car for a little bit. We've done this before.
The opposite thing of that is that she can watch her mother or father get taken out in handcuffs over the $10 because the money is missing.
Heartbreaking.
And then if she doesn't know... Like, if she doesn't fess up to it
then,
I know I have a sociopath on my hands.
You have a hardened criminal.
I was just going to say, you got somebody who's ready to just let you walk away.
No worries. Thanks for the call, Charlie. But I kind of feel like that would, if she sees one of us being walked out in handcuffs, that might scare her even more to keeping her mouth shut.
Yeah.
You know, because if she thinks...
It's so much, though, for $10 for a 10-year-old.
I know.
It's so much. You know, you have a 13-year-old who steals a car, or a 13-year-old who does something more serious, someone's bike, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
I feel like that makes a little more sense then. She's more fragile than you think at 10. I don't say you should not punish her at all.
Right.
Believe me, I definitely should.
Right.
Carol's on line 3. Hey, Carol.
Hi. Hi, guys. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
Same to you, Carol.
What's going on?
Sorry, I missed you guys over the weekend. I was so busy. I wanted to see you guys so bad. I missed you.
It happens.
JP, do it. Set her scare straight, because honestly, if you don't nip it now, just tell us that, you know, there's cameras all over the house and, you know, maybe we had somebody come in and steal it and, you know, we're going to have the police come in and they're going to check the camera, you know, and maybe that'll scare her enough. You know what? If you don't do it now, God forbid later.
That's what I'm saying. You know? Roger tells me it's too heavy-handed. I don't know if I think so.
It is heavy. You know what? Don't let nobody else know.
Right, right.
But, this way she doesn't have to be mortified later in life. When it comes up at a Christmas party, remember the time?
Right. Well, you know something? I almost wonder if it would be one of those things. Like, for example, there's a time where my father and I were going at it, and I picked up the phone to call and said, I'm going to call the cops. And he said, if you dial that phone, I promise you they will have a reason to arrest me. Right? And I never forgot it. And it comes up every now and again.
Yeah.
Like, I almost wondered if I called the cops and had this, as a 10-year-old, had her arrest, like, brought out in handcuffs.
Yeah.
If that's the story she'd be telling at Thanksgiving with her kids in the room. Like, kids, you think you know what Grandpa did to me one time?
Yeah, right.
He had me arrested.
I was only 10.
I was 10 years old, Dad. You deserved it. All right, thanks for the call, Carol.
All right, bye-bye.
Thank you.
Hey, we got to take a break. We will. We got some people on hold. We'll get to your phone calls as soon as we come back. If you'd like to chime in, you have some parenting tips for me. 800-771-1025 or 727-579-1025. Roger, JP at 1025 The Bone. Real Raw Radio. We'll be right back.
We're just talking about JP's situation at home. And, I mean, it's not unique, but it's... It's one that parents have to deal with, and how you choose to deal with it may ripple in the future because, you know, she's 10 and she took $10 off the table and put it with her money and is being, like, sneaky about it. Like, it wasn't her money to take. So then how do you punish her, or how do you fix this whole thing? And, I mean, I guess you should lean toward, if you're going to make a mistake, don't go too light. If you make a mistake, maybe go a little too heavy on the punishment.
We should ask...
It's always safer.
I should ask Spanish if he can FedEx me that little stun gun they used for Sporkle at the gig the other night.
Oh, that cattle prod thing?
Yeah.
That wasn't a little stun gun, man. That was sick.
Galvin freaked.
He was like, what are there, fresh batteries in there? That was serious. I mean, Galvin and Mike, those are two grown men. They're like, what? Right. You can see their faces change from the cattle prod to the shoulder. That was sick.
Brandy on line 1. Go ahead, Brandy.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
What's up?
So here's my thought, because I used a police officer to kind of scare my ex's son. He did something bad, but it was definitely police worthy, and he was 8. What you should do is just
what did he do?
Money.
Hold on, what did he do?
He was 8.
Yeah.
What'd
he do? Okay, and then I'll give you my idea. Well, he had a tablet that had a camera on it. He took a picture of his junk and then took it to daycare and showed it to a little girl. Fact. Now he gets kicked out of daycare.
At 8 years old?
More work. Yes. More work for me and my girlfriend at the time.
Oh,
right, I remember you. Right. I remember
I know. Right. I know. Let's be in Brandy. So this is what I did. The girl didn't even know. they happened to be at the dentist, which was on my way home, and conveniently, there was a police officer in that parking lot. Yeah. I pull on in. I'm ticked. I pull on in. I'm like, hi, police officer. Can you talk to this kid? He did some stuff. And he's like, that's pretty serious. He's like, but I have someone in my back seat. And then I saw he'd already had somebody in the back seat. Whatever. Well, I pull over to the dentist place anyway, and I'm like, come on, bud. Come on outside. I was like, that police over there is waiting for you. My girlfriend at the time freaking out. She's like, what have you done? I was like, oh, no. I'm not going to jail for him doing this stuff. We don't parent like this. He starts crying. She starts freaking out. I'm like, come on, it's time to go. And he's like, Mom, save me. She's like, I'm not taking him over there. This whole ordeal happens outside the dentist office. And I was like, all right. Well, as we drove by, I'd already talked to the police officer. I honk and I wave. I'm like, have a great day. And I had to do some talking to him. But it was convenient, so I did it. You know what I mean?
Right. The threat worked.
But, right. I mean, what he was doing is serious. He can't do that.
That's super serious. You're right.
Okay. Your $10, what you should do, take some money from her envelope. Act like nothing happened. She goes to count her money. She's going to see some missing. She's going to come to you. She's going to have that feeling of what you semi-feel like, missing $10. She's going to know what it feels like to have it taken from her. Let it go on for a couple of days. Like, I don't know. Did somebody leave the door unlocked? I mean, who could have taken your money?
What could have happened?
Let it go on for a little bit.
I'm still stuck on the fact that
pretty good, Brandy.
What your son did. He could probably get a job with the Weinstein Group these days. You know?
How old is he now?
He'll be 10 in March.
Oh, okay. It wasn't that long.
He didn't have another incident like that. Like, after I calmed down, like, she doesn't do a lot of parenting. Like, I was the one that had to talk to him about this. I'm like, I don't have kids. I have to talk to him about his junk and exposing it to people.
Right.
So,
it's good that she was all panicked and, like, really upset about it. That made it so credible what you were doing. That's great.
But at the same time, she sucks as a parent.
Because she had no idea.
Right.
I know. So there was another incident because he likes girls. Like, he's 8 and he likes girls. He's Hispanic. So we had to take him to another.
Wait.
Oh, that's great. He's 8. He likes girls. He's Hispanic.
He does. So, it's just the culture.
Yeah.
So, okay. We take him to the other daycare. He draws a girl dead on a piece of paper with blood splats all over it and says that he was playing Call of Duty with her. He gets kicked out of that one. I'm like, dude, you can't do that. He's like, but I like her. I'm like, you don't draw her dead if you like her. I'm like, do you?
Oh, God, how does that relate?
You pull a hair like every other 10-year-old boy would do, duh.
Well, he did, and he got in trouble for touching her.
Right.
And then he draws her on a piece of paper. Like, he just pushed button. That's all he did, just to see how far he could go, and then he gets kicked out. I don't deal with it anymore.
All right, good luck.
Yeah, good luck with all that.
That's
a name in prison. No.
That's a little cherub.
Oh, God.
A little angel. All of a sudden, I'm feeling like I should just let this $10 go.
Right. Like, maybe that ain't nothing.
Hey, Todd, I'm line 3. Go ahead, Todd.
How you guys doing? Love your show.
Thank you. What's up?
I'm not sure how she feels about Santa, but if she
doesn't
does,
believe anymore.
Oh,
I was going to say that you have a perfect opportunity to sit there and have him write her a letter and say, you know, I've seen this going on. I know this is happening. And, you know, you haven't been a good girl this year.
Yeah, no, she doesn't buy it anymore.
Oh.
She's over it. Yeah, we found that out about a month and a half ago. We found out.
That's too bad.
Yeah, I know.
That's
but
a good
I,
idea.
The one
Todd,
thing I
got to
be honest that I'm pretty happy about is that she hasn't bombed it for her brother. And she still has two friends. She still has two friends that believe. And her and the other girls haven't said anything to those kids either.
Do you get the feeling she's kind of holding it in so she has it over their heads?
No, no, she's not that kid. She's apparently just a thief.
She's being considerate.
She's just a thief.
She's a considerate thief.
Right. All right.
What's up, Sticky Fingers?
I thought for sure you were going to chime in about his, you know, he's 80, likes girls, he's Hispanic. I thought for sure you were going to chime in on that one.
Not surprised at all.
Excuse me.
She said it's cultural, right? I mean, you've kind of said similar ideas
really
for grown men.
It's not cultural. I don't know. That's.
It's just
are you sure? You
boy.
Said you've said every you won't date Hispanic men because they all cheat. You've said that.
Oh
yourself.
No, yeah, no, they're creeps, creepy and creeps. Yeah, but okay. I don't know of any cultural situation where junk pics are taken.
Well, she said he likes girls. She wasn't saying the junk pics is cultural. She was saying he likes girls.
Oh.
You know, he really likes them. He's Hispanic. I don't know. I guess. Blake is online, too, has a similar story, though, a lot more money. What do you got, Blake?
Hey, guys. Love the show.
Thanks.
Thank you.
So my 8-year-old is addicted to video games. And when he was 7, he actually managed to spend about $300 through his Xbox.
I got that beat by a long shot, but go ahead.
Like I said, he's, like, completely addicted. So what we did was we took away his video games for a month, and then he had to pay us back. And the only way that he could pay us back is by selling stuff that he had.
Nice.
So we got rid of his Xbox. We got rid of, like, all of his favorite toys to pay back the money that he spent online.
Did you really sell the stuff?
Yeah, we sold it.
Wow.
I mean, $300. I mean, I make a decent living, but it's $300. $300.
That's real money. That's right. He's got to know that.
Yeah. So, he was pretty upset about it, but he understood. I was like, listen, do you understand that you spent this money, that you were spending the money? He said, yeah. I was like, why? I mean, he did it like in increments of $20. So he did it over and over and over again.
The best part of what you guys did, though, was you really let him know how much $300 is every time he sold something. Like, well, that's not a total of $300 yet. Every time you sold it, you kept reinforcing, like, how much it takes to add up to $300. I mean, that's a pretty good message. Still not there yet. Still not.
And, yeah.
Did you break his addiction?
It was pretty crazy. We're working on it. He was good for the month. You know, for the month, he was all right. It took about a week for him to come off his video game high, but he was all right with it after that.
Thanks, brother. Let's take one more call, and then we'll move on. Tim, on line 4. Go ahead, Tim.
Hey, this is actually Cam, and hey, just wanted to say great show as always, guys. I had a bit of a problem when I was a kid, too, taking, you know, loose cash from this tray my dad had above his dresser. Just a suggestion for you, JP. What my dad did is he actually intentionally left cash out and marked everything with a black line. And when cash went missing, he'd make me empty my pockets out, and he would look for the black line on all the cash. And needless to say, I got caught quite a few times like that.
Oh, man.
So you didn't even learn your lesson after the first time or two?
Oh, gosh, no. No, I was a hard-headed kid. It took quite a few times.
Did you take beatings for it? Like, what did he do?
Oh, I grew up in the dirty South in Texas. You better bet your butt I definitely got a couple whoopings.
Yeah. One of those whoopings cost me my fantasy league a couple years ago when Adrian Peterson decided to hit his son with a stick.
Right.
Bastard. Hey, thanks for the call, Tim.
Right, Tim, thanks. So there's another trick. I mean, there's a lot of things. I don't know. There was a bunch of good suggestions where you, like, steal some of her money out of her envelope and wait and see what happens and let her just sweat it out for a couple days. That's pretty good. Let her really feel what it's like to have something taken from you like that. That's not her. That's not yours. You know? That's not bad at all.
I still like the cops.
You know, $10 plus 40 missing?
We'll see what happens.
Whoa, that'll whip her head around.
I got to deal with it this afternoon when I get home, so.
Yeah, I can't wait to see what you guys do. Good luck.
Roger and JP on 102.5.